you have a hard time believing that anybody loves you or having a hard time believing that God loves you, close your eyes for a minute and just say, Lord, I just choose. Yeah, it's a choice. I just choose today to believe that you love me. I believe that you care for me. I believe that you have a good plan for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kelly Copeland Swisher as she helps us see the heart of our Heavenly Father, understand the plans that He has for us as we yield to His Word and to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher and I'm so glad to be doing the broadcast with you this week. My mom and dad asked me to fill in for them, and it's always an honor. And they send their greetings and their love to you. In fact, our whole family, we pray for you, we love you. And I pray and believe that you feel that connection from us because we really do know you're there. And this week, I want to talk to you about your relationship with the Lord. And I was thinking before we started the broadcast, I thought, what is it that I want your takeaway to be? And if you could get anything out of this week, I'm going to talk about God has a plan for you. Somehow I end up on that subject a lot. That's one of my favorite things because I believe it and it's the truth and people need to know that today. So I'm going to talk about that. But I also want, the thing I really want you to go home with is that your Father loves you. Your daddy loves you. You know, you may or may not have a good daddy. I was so blessed to have a good daddy. I love my daddy. I still call him daddy and no apology about it. Don't write me any letters and tell me I should be more mature than that because he's my daddy. But he was a good daddy and still is. And you may think, well, I didn't really have that. But you know what? You've got the Father God and there is no better daddy than the Father. And I just would love to get that across to you this week and just have you end up with a sense that He did make a plan for me. And the reason He had a plan is because He loves me. And that plan was designed out of His love for me. Boy, doesn't that change your perspective on what you may think is or isn't the plan of God? You know, people say something bad can happen in somebody's life and religion will say, well, that's what God had planned for you. You just don't know what God has planned for you. And thinking that some sickness or devastation is planned for you, you can't think of Him as a loving daddy and fit that in with His character. So I'm going to show you from the Word what kind of life He wants you to have. But what I really want you to get is that He loves you. You know, the Bible tells us to believe the love. And when you believe the love, that it casts out fear. The Word says perfect love casts out fear. When you believe that He really does love you. And so in all of this, you're going to learn that God has a plan, but you're going to learn how much He cares for you and how much He loves you. So, you know, not too long ago, my dad was talking to all of us kids and he said something that really, I don't know, it just got me at the core for your daddy to say something like this to you. But he looked at all of us and he said, I find no fault in you. And he looked at us, he almost had tears in his eyes, just, and you could see in his eyes how much he loves his children and his grandchildren. He looked at us and he said, I find no fault in you. And I was like, you don't? Of course, he's never acted like he found any fault in me. I tell you, I could do some of the dumbest things growing up and he'd just look at me like, well, that's going to be okay. You know, fender benders or whatever. He'd just look at me and say, it's going to be all right. And isn't that precious? Don't you just want to know that your Father finds no fault in you? Well, the Father God loves us so much that to be able to look at us that way, He sent His Son Jesus to die in our place and take all the fault away. So He can look at us and say, and He can look at you and say, I find no fault in you. Isn't that great? He loves us that much. And Jesus was the price that it took for you and I to stand before Him and Him say, I find no fault in you. So I'm really looking forward to getting in the Word this week with you and digging through the Scriptures and finding these things out. So I want to start first with Ephesians 2:10. So grab your Bible, and while you do, I'm going to just pray over this broadcast. Father God, I just thank You for Your Word. We love Your Word, Lord. We're hungry for Your Word. We're hungry for Your presence. We're hungry to know what You would have us to do on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment basis. We appreciate You, Lord. I thank You for directing my words today, Lord. I thank You for ministering to the people, for ministering to Your children, and drawing them close to You today. In Jesus' name, amen. So look at Ephesians 2:10. This is the Amplified Version. And, of course, my mother has a great book all about this, but talking about God's master plan. It's a great book. A little commercial for that. You should get that. But we're going to start here in the Amplified Bible, Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's own handiwork. You are His own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined. Let me just stop right there. Let's break this apart a little bit. The Amplified begins to break this down, but I don't want us just to pass over it. I want you to really think about what He's saying. Recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, born all over again, that we may do those good works. When you were born in Jesus, when you were born again, and if you haven't been born again, it's a simple matter of just saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I give You my life. You can say that right now. But when you're born again, you're born into the good work that He planned for you. This says that we may do those good works which God predestined. God has a good plan, good work for you to do. We're going to dig into that word good. It may take us 2 days to really see what that word means. You know, in our society today, good is not the best. You know, there's good and then better and then best. But, you know, God doesn't really do things halfway. If something's good to Him, it's the best. If He creates something for you, it's the best you can imagine. Or better than you can imagine. His idea for you is so far beyond your own idea for yourself. And it says, when we ask Jesus into our heart, when we're born again in Jesus, we are freshly born into that plan. You may say, well, you know, I've been born again, but I don't really feel like I'm living a good plan. Well, that's okay. You're in Jesus. You can repent for doing things your own way and jump right in to where God wants you to be. All you have to do is listen to Him, and He will take you quickly to the place where He preordained for you to be. It says, born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand. He didn't forget about you. Planned beforehand for us. Listen to this. Taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them. He's already not just got your destination plan, but the path to get there, He's already laid it out. He's already planned it. That we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Wow. God the Father, your Father, God the Creator, has already prearranged a good life for you. Now, if you think you can do better, and I'm not going to call you fool, but it's foolish to think that you could do better than God. You can't create a better plan than the Creator has already created for you. But you may say, how do I walk in that? Well, we have to quit doing things our own way. We have to do things the Word's way, do things God's way, and let Him lead us in our decisions. You know, in John chapter 5, verse 30, Jesus said, you know, I do as I'm bidden to do, the Amplified says. He says, my judgment is always right. It's always just because He always does what the Father wants Him to do. He doesn't even consult Himself, He said. So we have to be that way, the way Jesus is with the Father. We have to be that way with the Father and with the Word that He's given us. So, but He's made this good life ready for us to live, prearranged it. You might say, well, you might not believe that. You might not believe that every day is written for you. Well, yeah, you are going to have to decide. Here's your decision point. You're going to have to decide that you believe the Bible. And I'm going to tell you, you cannot go wrong deciding to believe the Bible. But if you decide, I'm going to believe the Bible, then you have to believe that He wrote your days. Let me turn over to Psalm 139 real quick. I debated over going over there, but this is just a wonderful psalm. And if you ever need a hug from the Lord, you can turn here because it just tells you how much He loves you. He says in Psalm 139, verse 1, O Lord, You've examined my heart and know everything about me. He already knows everything about you. So there's nothing hidden from Him. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. When you feel like you're far away from the Lord, He already knows what you're thinking. He knows where you're at. You can't hide from Him. It says, verse 4 says, You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. Man, even your friends don't know that. Before you ever say, even things that you stopped yourself from saying, He knows them. And yet, He loves you. He goes on to say, I can never escape from Your Spirit or get away from Your presence. Verse 13, You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank You for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. You know, this year, Steve and I, my husband, we gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, Emily Jean Ann Swisher. She is a joy. She's named after her two grandmothers, Gloria Jean and Barbara Ann, her middle name is. And she's just precious. And I look at when I was carrying her and I was really meditating on this Psalm 139. And I thought, Lord, you're knitting her together with all that she needs inside her to be what You've planned her to be. You know, He put things in her that she needed. You know, the thing is, He didn't put things in her that were needed to do somebody else's plan. That's what's wrong with us looking at other people and saying, I want my life to be that, I want to do that, or being jealous or envious of someone else and their success or someone else in their life or ministry or personality. You know, I always wanted to be funny. You know, I always wanted that kind of a personality. But I need to be who God's called me to be. And so many times people get off track wanting to be something else, and it's not put in you. Now, and there are ways we develop into different things, but God put in you, rest assured, what you need to do, what you're called to do. And when I think about Emily, and she's just a few months old, you know, but already her little personality is shining forth. You know, she has definite likes and dislikes and definite ideas already. And that personality, that character that's in her is knit inside of her. Her talents are already knit inside of her. There is, Ecclesiastes says, eternity planted inside of her. And it goes on to say, nothing under the sun but God can satisfy that place inside of us that He's planted, a sense of a purpose, it says in the Amplified. So in Psalm 139, He's woven us together. The Amplified says, the New Living says, you watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. I was woven together in the dark of the womb. The Amplified says, as if embroidered with various colors. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every day. Now, we talked about, do we believe this Bible? Every day of your life was recorded in His book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? So if He wrote your days and He wrote your moments and His thoughts about you are precious, He didn't write tragedy for you. Now, you know, you may say, well, then why have I had a hard time? It's because we have to choose to walk in His ways. We have to choose to do things His way. But the great thing is He's given us that gift of repentance to where when we mess it up, we can repent and He'll put us right back where we need to be. He's so good. I mean, you think if you're a parent, think about your children. You want good things for your children. I just look at Emily or Max or Jenny or Lindsay or Rachel and Caleb, and I look at them and I just think, Lord, I want good things for them. When I pray for them in the mornings and I plead the blood of Jesus over them and pray over their life and what they're called to do and their safety and I'm holding them up before the Lord, I just want good things for them. And if I want those things for them, how much more does the Heavenly Father want good things for them? And He wants good things for you. He's planned good things for you. Every moment of every day. You know, there's that song that we sing, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, you could ask yourself, ask the Lord, am I living the day that you made for me today? Have my choices turned out to bring me the day that you planned for me? And if you judge yourself and the answer is no, repent and say, Lord, I just thank you that I'm living today, the day that you had planned for me. And He's so good. And you know, we can't mess up so much or so badly that we get out beyond His ability to bring us into that place that He wants us to be. I love it. I love Him. He's so precious to us. His thoughts are so toward us. His thoughts about you are that you are precious to Him. Just let that sink in. Just close your eyes. If you have a hard time believing that anybody loves you or having a hard time believing that God loves you, close your eyes for a minute and just say, Lord, I just choose. Yeah, it's a choice. I just choose today to believe that you love me. I believe that you care for me. I believe that you have a good plan for me. He does, you know. So we're going to step out into that this week, and we're going to learn how to walk in it, learn what it is, learn what His idea of a good plan is. What's His idea of good? Just to back up the fact that He has a plan and that He's not hiding it from you. So many people think, well, it's too hard to figure it out. It's too hard to find it. It's too secretive. He hides it from me. Recently, a young girl said to me, God's not telling me what to do. And she said, He's telling me two different directions. And I said, no, He's not telling you two different directions. Maybe you need to talk to Him some more. Maybe you need to give Him a little quiet space time to talk to you about what He's saying. But if you'll ask Him for wisdom, He will give it, the book of James says. So let's look before we'll just take this as far as we can today. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to read out of the New Living. He says here in verse 9, let's see. Yeah, I'll start at verse 9. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. We've heard this scripture quoted a lot. No mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. Many times people stop quoting that scripture right there. But this is what the scripture has said about God's plan. But verse 10 takes us into a whole nother realm because it doesn't end there. It said, but it was to us. Say us means me. It was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. Now, what's He talking about? In the verses before, it talks about the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, His plan that was previously hidden. And then it says, no eyes seen, no ears heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. And then it says, but it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secret. Listen, the Holy Spirit is searching around the mind of the Father, the plans of the Father, and it is His job to reveal to you those wonderful things, those things that no eyes ever seen, no ears ever heard, no mind has ever imagined. What God has prepared for you, what God has prepared for those who love Him. God is no cookie cutter planner. You know, why do you think we all look different? All fingerprints are different, different colors, different shapes, different sizes, different hair colors, eye colors. We're all different. He's not a cookie cutter planner, not in His creation of us, not in His creation of the plan for you. So how are you going to find it out? Well, the Holy Spirit is looking, searching that plan out to find out the secrets about you so that He can let you know the good things that God has planned for you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relationships should be rich and rewarding, godly connections that spur us on to great things. All around us are strained or failed relationships, but with God, that doesn't have to be our story. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together two great resources in the Power of Love package. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Relationship Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last, and Kelly Copeland Swisher's teaching on Custom Fit for You, discovering God's unique plan for your life. Learn God's purpose for relationships and how to make them successful in the Relationship Lifeline Kit. This interactive study will equip and encourage you to improve every relationship. Use the lessons, scripture cards, and worship music to build your faith and transform your relationships. The Custom Fit for You teaching reveals God's unique plan for your life. It will inspire you to take off the limits and experience the joy that comes from living the life He designed just for you. Start your journey toward building relationships that last with the Power of Love package.
Our offer this week is the Power of Love package. Wow, love is a very powerful, powerful force. Of course it is. The Word says that God is love. And when He is functioning in your life in love, things change. Relationships change. Your relationship with the Father changes when you begin to walk in love. You know, I noticed when I began to walk in love with others, my relationship with the Lord changed. My belief that He loved me expanded. So this week we have our 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that work. If you have one of these Lifeline kits already, you know that they are so powerful. Putting the Word in every day. This is a 10-day plan. Of course, when you're done with the 10 days and you need more, just do it again. It has a Bible study. You can do it by yourself. You can do it as a family. That's very powerful, as a husband and wife. But there's scriptures, there's confessions, a DVD, CD, scripture cards. You know, as I was looking through this today, there are this promises, the scriptures written out inside here. And then there's also prayers and confessions. Prayer for your children. Prayer for your marriage. Confession for your marriage. Confession for your children. Confession for all relationships. This is such a powerful thing to do with your family. And then I have a CD here, Custom Fit for You, Discovering God's Unique Plan for Your Life. I did this teaching about how much the Father loves you and the plan that He has for you. And maybe went a little more in depth in this than I'm going to get to this week. So I want you to have this CD and this 10-day action plan so things can change. Just order yours today. Don't wait. Let me pray for you. Father God, I pray for our partner and our partners and our friends. I thank you, Lord, for their life. I thank you for the plan, the unique plan that you designed for them before the foundation of the world. And Lord, I am in agreement with them, to an agreement here, that they hear your voice, that they are obedient to you, and that they begin to walk in the things that you've laid out for them. Father, as they walk in that plan, let them realize, Lord, how closely then they are walking with you, arm in arm with you, as their partner, Lord. When we walk in that place, Lord, you're partnering with us. You're making things work out for us. Lord, open their eyes to that place, that relationship in you that they can walk in. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, in 1 week, Southwest Believers Convention starts July the 4th through the 9th. So make your plans to come. Until then, I hope to see you. Remember, join us tomorrow, but don't forget that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
All we have to do is repent for doing things our own way and begin to do things His way. The Spirit is revealing. He's talking. He wants to talk to you about what God has planned for you.